Well, one person that the Diversity Lounge might have hoped to attract is the woman behind this. That's the main theme from Assassin's Creed 3, Liberation, composed by Winifred Phillips. Video game music does so much more than provide background noise for gameplay. It adds to, maybe even defines the experience for gamers, and stays with them long after the adventure through mazes and mysteries is over. Here with more on what goes into creating those lasting musical impressions is Winifred Phillips. She's a multiple award-winning composer who's created music for such games as The Da Vinci Code, God of War, and many, many more. Now, even if you're not a gamer, these compositions and game culture have become extremely influential, and we are so happy to speak with a star in the field. Winifred Phillips' book, A Composer's Guide to Game Music, was recently published by MIT Press. And Winifred, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much, Virginia.
So that music we just heard, your composition from Assassin's Creed 3, Liberation, won a Global Music Award. It really does have a dramatic, goosebump-inducing effect. So what went into creating it?
Well, thank you very much. The game itself was so inspiring. Assassin's Creed Liberation is the first game of the Assassin's Creed series to feature a female protagonist. And she lives in 18th century Louisiana. She is fighting for the rights of her people. She's an African-American. And it's a wonderful setting and a wonderful story that she's telling with her adventure. So that the culture of New Orleans at that period was so inspiring for me.
You look at it all. You look at the game itself. You look at historical context. Yeah.
Oh, well, certainly, especially with a game like Assassin's Creed Liberation, which is so focused on exploring history through a combination of marvelous science fiction, time travel elements, and a true dedication to letting players experience an authentic historical retelling. So that really is very exciting as a composer because it allows me to both be experimental and work with the science fiction elements, and at the same time to be reflective of the time period and the culture and the musical influences that would have been prevalent in 18th century New Orleans.
Mm. When you're composing, are you thinking about how it enhances a gamer's experience? Are you just working from the game itself? Tell us a little bit about that process for you.
Oh, you always are thinking of the gamer because the gamer really is the reason why we're all here. And my job as a game composer is to enhance the gamer's sense of immersion in the experience that the game development team is trying to create. In essence, a video game at its best is kind of like entering the Matrix or walking onto the holodeck. It's that complete surrounding and immersion in an entirely different world, very imaginative world created in the minds of the developers. As a composer, what I want to do is communicate to the gamer all sorts of clues and background and emotional subtext to make the experience more alive and more impactful.
Let's listen to another one of your compositions. This one is from the Victoria's Lab segment of Little Big Planet 2. Well, for people unfamiliar with the game, we hear that there's a great difference. You know, the audience, the tone, the gameplay for Little Big Planet 2 is much different from Assassin's Creed. Now, how do you parse that out in your mind? How do you address music genre versus game genre?
Well, music genre is a collaborative decision that's made between the composer and the development team. We have conversations about what the experience should feel like for the player. In the example of Little Big Planet, it's very much a playground for the imagination. It's also quite interactive. The music reacts to the state of the game at any given time. And the music is written in layers so that instruments can be added and then submitted subtracted so that the music always feels like it's lively and engaging and reacting to all of the decisions that the player makes.
Right. It's not linear at all, is it? There are all sorts of different tracks and little branches that one can go off to. And you're creating music, different music for all of those branches.
Yes. It is really a very exciting and interesting process for any composer. When I was creating, for instance, that piece of music that you just played, Victoria's Lab, it is essentially six different pieces of music. There are six layers, and each layer has the ability to play by itself and be satisfying. And yet all of them can be combined in different combinations so that the music can continuously reinvent itself as it plays. That is very challenging as a composer because you have to think of yourself as creating simultaneous compositions that can coexist but can also stand alone. But at the same time, it's very interesting. It's very, it's like a puzzle. And it engages creatively and in a problem-solving way. So it keeps the experience fresh as a composer. You can't get bored. You can't get jaded. It's always challenging.
We're speaking with Winifred Phillips. She's an award-winning composer who's created music for games from Assassin's Creed 3, Liberation, Shrek the Third, God of War, Spore, Hero, many, many other popular games. She's also the author of a new book. It's called A Composer's Guide to Game Music, recently published by MIT Press. I'm wondering if you had a goal with this book. Are you sort of giving a practical guide, evangelizing, trying to make it real for all of those hopeful composers?
That was a big part of it. When I first got into game music composition, it was such an arcane world. It's very difficult. The learning process is quite steep because it's both a highly creative field, but it's also a highly technological one. As I was previously describing for you, the interactive music components, that's just one facet of all of the different complex systems that we need to learn. But I just didn't want that to stand in composers' way. It really is, in my mind, the creative art of the future, video games. It is the way in which I think stories will be told in the future. And it's such an engaging way in which artists can connect with an audience. So I just felt that there didn't exist a book right now that would speak to the challenges that a composer faces in a way that's welcoming and that invites into this process the kind of creative minds that really can contribute such wonderful things to video games moving forward into the future. That's just something that I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to help other composers to enter this field.
Well, it's also a hugely lucrative field and a place where a lot of people who, you know, may have been floundering trying to find a market for their compositions are now finding a market. I'm wondering, it sounds to me as if you may have been a gamer first, composer second. How did that go for you?
Yes, it never really actually occurred to me at the beginning that I could create music for games, but I had been a gamer for a very long time. When the idea first occurred to me to that composing for games might be in my future, I was working in radio. I was composing music for a series for National Public Radio called Radio Tales. And it adapted classic stories like science fiction, fantasy, and horror stories for the radio, like Dracula and Beowulf and things like that. So in a way, it was very good preparation for the work that I would do when I moved into video games.
And I admit, I smiled at your second most important asset for video game composers other than a love of video games, an enjoyment of the quirkiness that defines the video game community. What do you think it is, Winifred, that sets gamers apart from non-gaming folk?
I just think that gamers and the game development community in general are so wholehearted in their love of what they do and the love of the video game field in general, games themselves. We throw ourselves into these worlds and we talk about them as if they're real, which is fantastic. The game conventions are just circuses of color and sound and light. There are costumed warriors roaming about. There are people shooting t-shirts out of cannons like it's a rock concert. There are people jumping up and down on trampolines and all sorts of dancing people in one corner, and other people are fighting each other with plastic swords and just jumping into the fantasy of it with childlike abandon, really. There's a sense of community in our ability to set aside reality, but at the same time to integrate these fantasy worlds into our own and to be inspired by the mythology and by the artistry and by the creative endeavors that these development teams bring into light. It's just fantastic. It's one of the things that really propels me as a creator of music for games.
Wow, I think I'm converted. I'm wondering what you see in the future for you and for the video game music industry, obviously a very quickly growing field.
Wow. Trying to predict what's going to happen in game development is sort of like trying to predict what's going to happen in history. It just tends to resist that effort, but especially because technology is moving at such a fast rate. The new consoles just came out, the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, and we're only beginning to scratch the surface of what these technological advances are going to mean to the audio side of game development and particularly to music. I'm really looking forward to what that's going to mean for me as a composer, the kind of possibilities that will open up for me, the ability to think about music in different ways because of those new avenues that will be opened up by the advances in technology.
Well, Winifred, what a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. This was great.
Winifred Phillips, an award-winning composer. She's created music for such games as Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, Shrek the Third, God of War, Spore Hero, and many, many more. Her book, A Composer's Guide to Game Music, was recently published by MIT Press. If you'd like to hear more of Winifred Phillips' award-winning compositions, you can head on over to wordofmouthradio.org. Well, it's game over for now, but there is still plenty that you can play with over at wordofmouthradio.org. That's where you'll find a list of video game-inspired tunes, including some Nintendo Core ditties. And hip-hop tracks with video game samples. Now's the time that you make your way to the floor. You know what it's hitting for. Thank you so much for spending some time playing around with us today. We will be back with more Word of Mouth on Saturday at noon, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Game over.